أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا. We were discussing about nikah, and one of the compulsory things of nikah is the giving of mehr, dowry, and that is discussed in this ayat, that Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَاتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ, and give to the woman, that is the woman you are going to marry, your wife, give her her mehr, and give it happily. Don't feel it a burden in any way. Give it very happily, the mehr. فَإِنْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُ نَفْسًا. Phir agar wo usme se kuch chhod de tumko apni khushi se. And now, however, the wife from her side, if she makes maaf the whole mehr or part of it, and happily from her side, under no pressure whatsoever, she feels also that my husband has given me this mehr, which was necessary, it was part of the nikah. From her side, totally from her own free will, she forgives the mehr or part of it. فَكُلُوهُ هَنِيًا مَرِيًا. To usko khao chatta vipachatta. Then enjoy, take that and appreciate it and enjoy it fully. It is a great gift for you from your wife. Hania means something enjoyable, delicious. Maria is something that after enjoying it, there are no side effects, bad effects. Many times we eat some food which we enjoy very much, but then we suffer the consequences, the chest burns, etc. Indigestion we have, all that. This is that which is digested also very well, and the end result, it is only good for a person. So the mehr, if the wife makes it maaf, this is how, what it is. It is hani'am mari'a. But it should be done happily from her side. The woman should know the virtues. Many girls who get married, they don't know of the great virtues of making their mehr maaf. And the virtue is that Allah builds a palace for them in Jannah if they make that mehr maaf. But it mustn't be under any social pressure also, that all the women are making maaf, I'm also making maaf. And neither must it be that the husband goes and tell her this hadith when he tells her, when he gives the mehr, that you'll get a palace in Jannah. Now it must come solely from her side. And the practices of this also, we are gone right out of bounds. These are the instructions of the Quran Sharif, and the hadith has got all the detail. Allah give great reward to our ulama of Gujarat. They have kept many of the customs of nikah, which are found prevalent in the Muslim world generally. They have kept them out and kept us safe from them, because of which nikah is relatively very easy for us in our community. For example, in the Arabs, though they are normally rich Arabs, but the mehr is so much that they can't afford it. The mehr is by the millions. And the reason for that is that the husband can't pay the mehr. It's an unaffordable thing. And he can't give talaq, because if he gives talaq, then the wife will demand her mehr. So in that way, to try and keep the marriage intact is also totally wrong. On the other hand, again, like in countries like Pakistan, the UP province of India, many other places also, there the jahiz, to give jahiz, that is the trousseau which the woman comes from her mother's house, from her parents' house. That is some basic commodities for the house she comes with. Because it's a new house they're going to be setting up, husband and wife, and to get them going, they give them something. But there the demand is so much that they will ask the girl, when she gets married, she must give a car to the husband. She must give a house to the husband. And that cannot be afforded also. So many girls are not getting married. And where they are not getting married, where they can't afford the mehr, this jahiz is made all in this exorbitant and wrong ways. And girls, young girls who are not getting married, that is opening the door for a lot of other guna. and lot of other evil that comes in. Nikah, it should be the best, the most barakat in a nikah. In azam and nikah baraka aisa ruhuma una, in which the mehr is also reasonable, the expenses are also small, very small. In other words, nikah is encouraged so that the man fulfills his desires also, and the woman also is looked after, and that is a good stable society. So this mehr, and also another practice which still many times it is in our people, when the nikah is made, they will give the mehr to the person who is officiating the nikah. It is not to be given to him. The husband must give it directly in the hands of his wife, not through any third person. He should give the mehr in her hands. The husband should give it when they meet. He should give the mehr to her. And if she knows the great virtue of making it maaf, and from her free will she wants to make it maaf, it's not necessary at all for her to make it maaf. But if she wants to, she makes it maaf. That would be very conducive to a good marriage. If the husband has got any salt in him, any value in him, then he will also understand, my wife made this mehr maaf for me. And usually, today is a different situation, not in all cases. There are many people who are poor when they get married. And if the mehr is made maaf, now the husband can use it for the expenses of the house, etc. Or what we also still have to think in our marriages, especially where the parties are rich and there isn't deen in their lives. They have huge, huge, exorbitant parties. And Pakistan, those places are gone right overboard. They've got special wedding halls which are fixed. Gardens they've got, where for 3 days they have all the function of the nikah. And they spend huge, huge amounts. For us also, some people, where they go to the resorts or these other places, venues for the nikahs, and they spend huge amounts, that should not be the case. Nikah is a simple thing, it should be kept as simple. Nikah is an ibadat, and it should be done as an ibadat. It is ibadat for Allah, so it should be done according to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And all this in the Muslim world, where we have destroyed the sunnah system of nikah, it gives rise to lot of other fitna and lot of other evils in society. So Allah give us tawfiq that every ayat of the Quran is only noor for us. And the real noor will be when we practice on that. Our own nikahs, the nikahs of our children, we make them all according to sunnah. What has to be done, walima, and walima also is not a big expensive occasion. Just a few people, and make sure that there are poor people in the nikah, in the walima. There are pious people. That is when the goodness will come in that walima. So Allah give us tawfiq to make our nikahs, everything of ours according to sunnah. Our janazas, by and large, are still maintained in the right way, and this has become the cause of many people accepting Islam. When in the other societies, maut is also very expensive. The undertakers, the money, a person has to pay his whole life. He takes out a policy for when he dies, then the undertakers will come and take his body. So he has to pay his whole life for dying. Which in us, alhamdulillah, there is nothing like that. The funeral is also simple and inexpensive. Just the kafan, etc., a few basic expenses. But with other people, it's a major, major thing. And even worse are the Hindus who cremate the body. That is also the expenses of cremating a body are also exorbitant. And then the terrible way it is done. The family people are present there when the body is being cremated. And when they put it in that fire, and the brain, the head bursts, it gives a huge sound. It's a big bang that goes at that time. Now to know my mother is going through that, my father is going through that, what cruelty. Islam has taught us what a beautiful way. And the kafan is also such a beautiful way in which the person is, when he's passing away, he's taken with the best clothes, pure white clothes. So Allah has given us the most beautiful deen. Our marriages also, and our funerals also, everything. And in between, our whole life, it is, if it is according to sunnah, there is only goodness, nur and barakat, protection, and every goodness in it, happiness. And if we do against that, unfortunately, we were supposed to love that way of life and teach it and lead the people of the world in that way of life. But unfortunately, we also are following other people in their weddings, etc. Or what other people are doing, we're following them. Allah give us tawfiq to understand, appreciate our beautiful deen and practice upon our deen.